So once I accepted that there was no alternative to uncertainty, I was able to kind of step out of that fear so that uncertainty wouldn't cripple me anymore. And I was able to focus on what really mattered in my life. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to build a successful solo business while maintaining a balanced and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a members-only Patreon community where you can connect with solopreneurs like yourself, chat with me about all things business, and get access to exclusive bonus episodes every single week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our exclusive community for as little as $5 a month. You can also text business to 31996 to receive our monthly solopreneur newsletter that's jam-packed with business tips. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 44. I hope you guys are doing well out there. 2020 has been quite a year so far. We're experiencing so much uncertainty about what will be happening in our lives in the months to come due to the coronavirus pandemic. We really don't know when life will be as we want to know it again. So in this episode, I want to share some tips for how to manage uncertainty and some of the stress and anxiety that may come with uncertainty in our lives as entrepreneurs right now. One of the most important things to remember during times of uncertainty is that we can only control what we can control. The truth is that we should all pretty much just get used to uncertainty and embrace it, because uncertainty is really the only option in life. There is no way to be absolutely sure of what will be happening in our lives tomorrow or the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year. We just can't predict what's to come. And it really doesn't matter how much we plan or how detailed we are in our preparations. There will always be something that doesn't go as planned. So while there is no alternative to uncertainty, generally speaking, in life, in our lives as entrepreneurs, we can find certainty in what is within our control. So I want to share with you guys four strategies you can use to cope with uncertainty in your business, in your life right now. Number one, learn to accept uncertainty. Realize that uncertainty is going to be a part of your life as an entrepreneur long term. For the longest time, I tried to make everything that I felt was uncertain about my business and my life certain, and this drove me crazy. I was trying to control everything, and it just caused a lot of overwhelm and stress. And I struggled with perfectionism, trying to make everything perfect because I thought that was helping me to alleviate uncertainty. And I became an over planner. I became an overthinker, and I was spending so much time doing things that weren't serving me well. My obsession with uncertainty was ultimately rooted in fear. This is what I realized. Fear is really what led to this obsession with wanting to control everything about my life to make things certain. So once I accepted that there was no alternative to uncertainty, I was able to kind of step out of that fear so that uncertainty wouldn't cripple me anymore. And I was able to focus on what really mattered in my life, which brings me to my next tip here. Number two, determine what is within your control and focus on only that. So after you've accepted that uncertainty is the only option, that there's nothing we can do about it, it doesn't matter how much we plan or try to control things, life and business and entrepreneurship is always going to be uncertain. Even if we're not in a pandemic, there's going to be something else that's uncertain. So once we accept it, we have to determine what is within our control and spend our time focusing on controlling those things. So the only thing we can really be certain of in our lives as entrepreneurs, as humans, is our actions. We can really only be in control of what we do in our lives every day and nothing else. So here are some examples of what we can control in terms of our actions. We can control how we spend our time. Specifically, we can't control how we spend our time outside of home right now because of this quarantine we're in, but we can control day to day how we spend our time, specifically now how we spend our time at home. Think about what you are doing every day for your business and do the best you can possibly do with what you have right now in terms of resources. Be as productive as you can. Focus on being the best you can at what you do. That is where we find control, is within our own actions. Here's another example. You can control what you eat. So what we eat is something that's within our control. We can be better for our businesses when we're putting the right things into our bodies. Another thing we can control is what we do with our bodies, or how are we taking care of ourselves? Are we exercising? Are we getting steps in every day? What about our mental health? We can control that. We can also control how we communicate with other people. How are we fostering relationships and networking and building networks and communities that serve our businesses well? How are we immersing ourselves in positive communities that work for our good in entrepreneurship? So think about what you can control that positively impacts what your goals are in life and in entrepreneurship, and spend your time diving deep into those things that you can control. And then you'll find that all of a sudden, all of the things you wanted to control will fall into place just like how you wanted them to, when you just kind of relinquish control and let things work themselves out. Number three, tell yourself a new story. Many times when uncertainty is a problem for us, perhaps we're anxious about something or we feel uneasy about our business. These feelings associated with uncertainty happen because in the back of our head, we're usually telling ourselves a story that does not serve us well. Perhaps we're thinking that we might fail, or we keep questioning whether or not things will really work out. We have to crush these thoughts, eliminate them because they don't serve us well, and then tell ourselves a new story about uncertainty. Here's a new story we can tell ourselves. How about, instead of, "I wonder if things are really going to work out," what if we told ourselves, "I know everything is working for my good." Isn't that a little bit better? Doesn't that make you feel more light and less heavy and more hopeful, more optimistic, more positive, kind of giving yourself a new, or telling yourself a new story about whatever the feelings you're feeling are associated with uncertainty? Okay, what if we, instead of telling ourselves, "I might fail," what if we instead told ourselves, "If it doesn't work out, that's okay. And each day is a new opportunity to try again." Okay, there's no expiration date on reinventing ourselves. So anytime I start to feel anxious or nervous about something I can't control in life, when things are uncertain, I realistically consider that, okay, if none of this works out and it all blows up and it's a huge fail, what is really the worst case scenario? Because I'll still be alive and I'll still have an opportunity to try again, and I'll still have the freedom to reinvent myself if I need to. So is that really the end of the world? Is it really worth stressing myself out and making myself anxious about something that is going to probably end up working out for my good anyways, you know? So if you are feeling some sort of stress or anxiety or uneasiness about uncertainty, tell yourself a new story about whatever fears are just crippling you inside. So I challenge you in this season to face uncertainty with courage, resilience, and an unwavering belief that everything is working for your good. The current pandemic has become a huge learning experience for all of us, and the situation has given us the opportunity to embrace uncertainty like we have never had to before. And to be honest with you guys, I think for many of us, this will end up being for our good. This situation, how we overcome it, how we deal with it, how we bounce back from it, will set the stage for everything about our lives as entrepreneurs in the future. We may never even have an opportunity like this that impacts us and our lives and our businesses ever again. And so we, again, are going to have to make the best of this situation. We're going to have to embrace uncertainty, and we're going to have to use this situation to set the stage for us with how we plan for our businesses in the future and how we cope with uncertainty and really just not knowing what's to come. So I hope these tips were helpful for you guys. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm a resource to you. The link to book a coaching call with me is down below in the description for this episode. And with that, I'll see you guys next time. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Stay connected in between episodes by texting business to 31996. You'll receive our business tip of the week, and you'll also get our monthly solopreneur newsletter. We also have a private membership group that you can join to access group chats and bonus episodes every week. Visit patreon.com/thesolopreneurhustle or click the link below in the description for this episode to join our community. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast.